That voice has an undeniable maturity, but believe it or not, that's 10-year-old Jackie Evancho. Her album debuted last month at number 2 on the Billboard charts and sold hundreds of thousands of copies in its first week, making her the top-selling debut artist of 2010. We first came to know Evancho through her appearances on the TV show America's Got Talent, where that big voice in a kid-sized package got her a lot of attention. But does a voice like that come naturally? And how do you take care of a voice that is at once so mature, yet is in a body that's still growing? Bronx-born tenor Robert White was singing professionally by the time he was 6 years old. Though many young singers suffer growing pains as they mature, White sang with stars like Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby right through puberty and went on to have a successful career as an adult.
I kept growing as a young child singer, the voice getting better and better for me right up till 13 years of age, and the voice was already showing the maturation process at its best that I was going to have a real voice when I went through my puberty.
White's childhood career was uncomplicated, but as a Juilliard voice teacher, he says some young singers lack the proper training.
Instead of letting something like, you know, just come out of them, you get, and they start pushing and getting tight.
White stressed that he isn't worried about Jackie Evancho's voice, but singer and voice teacher Donna Vaughn disagrees. Vaughn was a professional singer for many years and is now the artistic director of opera at the Manhattan School of Music. She says Evancho is straining her voice in a dangerous way.
The sound is pulled somewhat to the back of the throat. The larynx is pressed down to achieve what is a very full sound. And you know that there is pressure being exerted on those muscles and on the cords because you can literally see it in the chin shake and hear it in the very beginnings of a little quiver, a little quavering in the sound of the singing. This is not a free and open and natural singing child. That spells trouble.
Vaughn says that if Evancho keeps singing like this, she'll end up with a prematurely aged voice. Vaughn believes the type of music that a child sings is also important.
You look at St. Judy Garland. I think Beyonce began singing at something like the age of 9. Brenda Lee was about 10 or 11 years old. When it comes to guys, Michael Jackson, he certainly started singing at a very early age, and he always sang correctly. Ditto Stevie Wonder. But if you notice these names, they are not singers who began singing classical music.
Donna Vaughn is the artistic director of opera at the Manhattan School of Music. This is WQXR's Arts File Online.